Reeser, St. Helena, California, September 22, 1910. Elder Reeser, my dear brother, I have received and read your letter, and would say to you that the best evidence you can give of a change of heart is to give yourself wholly to the Lord. There are places in which you can labor acceptably if you will be clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. Take hold of the work of helping those who need strength of purpose to follow on to know the Lord. When you seek to know the way of the Lord, not exalting self, but working in harmony with the Holy Spirit, God will recognize your efforts. The Lord knows what is in the heart of man. And when you humble yourself before him and determine to do his will, you will find that our God is a God of mercy. Show yourself ready to work in any line by which you can give the truth to others. I have an intense desire that you shall do something to let the light shine into the hearts of those in darkness. Act your part in the distribution of our literature. Remember that this literature contains the truth, God's truth. Simple tracts, passing from your hands to those who know not the truth, speak words that are to the point. The doing of this work will prove a blessing to you and to those whose attention is thus arrested. Do everything in your power to give light to others. Thus doing, you will receive light. None can estimate the usefulness of our literature or the influence of the truth that these books and pamphlets contain. As those to whom they are distributed read the printed words, angels of God will impress their minds. Everyone who really believes and appreciates the truth will find opportunities to speak words in season. Go out into places where you can let the light of truth shine forth, always remembering that there is a world ignorant of the truth. The men and women who understand the third angel's message should be wide awake, ready, wherever they are, to speak a word for Christ, realizing that all around them there are souls to save. There are many places in which the voice of the minister is not heard. Take Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing, and in every way possible, work to save souls. Those who humble themselves shall be exalted. Christian humility is of great value. The humbling of self causes truth to appear in its true value. Your sister in Christ.